Girls are here, Sophie, Lauren, Kira and Nicole. Welcome. I'm going to go, well, I said I wouldn't go in with a stinker, but I'm going to go in with a stinking question straight away. See who wants to take this one. Are Let's Be Strange a girl band, a girl group, or do you hate that tag?
Oh, I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Well, we're a band and we're girls, so
girl band kind of fits.
We prefer to just be a band, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this argument was coming up about whether you call someone a female-fronted band or just a band. But So how did you all get together in the first place?
Well,
so me and Sophie have been friends for ages, and we were both getting lessons at the same place and wanted to start a band. And then
we basically wanted to start playing something, so I joined.
Oh yeah, and we've been friends with Lauren for ages, but she didn't play anything, so we convinced her to play the bass,
yeah,
to come and play the bass for us. And then
how long was it until
a year?
Yeah. Because I was the new member.
Yeah, me and Nicole go to the same school.
She just stopped me on the hallway one day and she was like, hey, I'm in a band, do you want to come to one of our practices one day? And from that moment I was like, oh, what's happening?
And we've been together ever since. Yeah.
So where does the name come from then? Because that's always the it always takes, well, it either takes someone 5 minutes to come up with a name, or it spends about a year trying to come up, because you go through about 50 names.
Yeah, so many. Wasn't it This Band Sucks?
Yeah,
for a while.
There was a band that we saw perform that had an album.
Yeah.
That was named something like This Album Sucks. And because we didn't have a name at the time, just to refer to ourselves, we were This Band Sucks, but it was a bit lame, so...
Mm. Oh, we were Can't Fall Asleep for a bit.
Yeah. But I think Let's Be Strange just kind of...
It summarises us.
Because we're all from different genres of music, and we all have different personalities, but as a group, we're Let's Be Strange, so...
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're under the tutelage, I think, of Dave Green at the Hermit Rock School, so what influence has the Hermit had on the band?
Well... So we're based at the Hermit, and it's a really easy resource for us to get to and practice. For a lot of us, we've been going since before the band has started, so it's just a comfortable place for us. We're used to going there with our friends. Yeah, we've never played, as the four of us, never played outside. So the 17th this month will be the first time.
So I hear a lot of influence there, and probably people heard a lot of influence in the track there. It's sort of 90s girl bands in there. Is that the influence? Is there other stuff in there? What do you think?
It's all different for every different person.
Yeah, it's like a mix.
Yeah, we all input in the songwriting process, so all of the songs are completely different depending on who takes part in it.
Yeah.
So there's not any particular plan of this is what the sound I wanted, but is there artists that you... I suppose stuff that you listen to influences you, but so what sort of stuff are you listening to?
Well, I mean, because I wrote Art of Feeling Down, as you can hear from that, it's quite heavy, so I have that influence in it. Whereas,
I'm musical theatre, but then also punk rock, so I have that kind of mix.
Well, I've not heard any jazz hands sort of stuff.
Yeah,
in there,
no,
yeah. Can we not?
Not yet, but
we should do some musical theatre, just throw it in.
HMS Pinafore.
I did Party Political Broadcast, just forgot the name of it, and that was very much influenced by Pink Floyd, because that's a band I'm very into.
Well, you see, there's the crossover with musical theatre. You can do that sort of rock opera. You can do a rock opera next time. One of my other jobs, because I like to promote other work that I do, with the Undiscovered Live Music Project in Essex, you girls won the live band heat at the Hermit last month, so tell us a little bit about that.
That was a bit odd for us, because we just kind of thought we'd do it for a bit of fun, and that's all we ever do it for. And so we were just playing one of our regular gigs, really, and having a good time, and so now we're at our regional finals, which was a bit of a surprise.
Now, in fact, a little bird told me that you'd only entered because your friend said that you probably wouldn't win.
Dave Green told us we wouldn't win.
But because it's at the Hermit and we perform there anyway, it was just, you know, another chance to perform. So we thought, might as well take part, it'll be fun. We see them come every year at the Hermit.
Yeah, and because we played with the winners from last year, Fire Sky, and they were really good. And so that's how we kind of found out about it and thought, why not?
So it is on to the regional final at the Cranbourne Theatre in Chelmsford next Saturday. So you're saying never played outside the Hermit before. How are you feeling about playing there?
Nervous.
me, Nicole and Sophie have played in the Brentwood Theatre, and that's tiny. And this theatre has like 500 seats or something in it, so it's definitely quite nerve-wracking.
Well, is it by far and away the biggest venue you've ever played at then?
Definitely.
Yep. The look of fear in your eyes. Any surprises that you're going to throw people's way on the gig?
I think there are going to be a lot of people who haven't seen us before, and because we've been together for like 2 years, we've improved massively, so people might not be expecting. And because we're including a few like songs and a couple covers that we've kind of made our own, so it will be really exciting to see people's reactions.
And what's the aim then for the regionals? Is it go in there and tear it up and win it, or is it just the learning experience playing at a new venue?
I think it's a little bit of both.
I feel like if we win, that's always a plus.
I think we just try our best.
I won't forget the shock that when you won the the regional just to start off with. So we played one of your originals there, and one of three that you've recorded. So I hear plans for an album on the way.
Yes, I think once we've played this gig or a couple more, we want to get straight into the studio because we've got a couple more ready, yeah.
So how many tracks do you reckon you're going to do for an album?
We're like always writing songs, but I think we have two.
We've got two polished.
Solid.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more, where can they find out about you?
We are on Instagram, we are on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, it's at Let's Be Strange with no apostrophe on Twitter and Facebook. Come out and support the girls as well next Saturday, the 17th of February, at Cranbourne Theatre.